This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio today by...
Frida Liu, who else?
It's 12.06 here in the studio. I don't get to do my it's coming up to... because it's already past the hour. So anyway, what are we talking about today? The metaverse. Frida, again, it's your favourite topic. Every time we're talking about tech and the metaverse
here, there and everywhere.
It's always me and you in it. Okay, if you want to get in touch with us today, get us via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the number, of course. Get us on Twitter. We're at BFM Radio. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the metaverse's potential to redefine business. But how much of it is actually just hype? According to experts, not much at all. Unlike previous iterations of virtual water coolers, the metaverse is quickly turning into the next stage of social media. Hence, businesses need to understand the ways of the metaverse to engage with its unique brand of consumers. If you listen to Matt Splained a little bit earlier today, he was talking about, do we really want shop storefronts in a virtual world?
Right.
So if you didn't get the chance to listen back to that, have a listen back to that as well. Anyway, with the metaverse poised to reach a market size of $800 billion by 2024, businesses across various industries have already begun exploring the opportunities this new quote-unquote universe will bring. It includes a revolution of marketing in the metaverse, which is similar to that on social media, but also very, very different. But first, business leaders must understand the metaverse before diving into its possibilities for their businesses. It's a shared online virtual world, similar to video games like Second Life or Pokemon Go. Oh, am I speaking gibberish, Frida?
So far, so good. Right.
It's a realistic three-dimensional environment where people can explore and interact with other people in real time. Kind of like a virtual mall for some people. This helps deal with the challenge of distance in current digital applications. It may also shape business activities and personal interactions both physically and online post-pandemic into what has been called the digital singularity.
Right. So metaverse and NFTs, two things I just absolutely love talking about. Anyway, I think, you know, we can break up the idea of business in the metaverse into a few different segments. First up, e-commerce one. With 3D technology, companies could create virtual storefronts and product demonstration areas. Customers could try on products and make purchase decisions in a realistic, immersive environment. For example, a Nike is set to sell virtual sneakers with the recent acquisition of RTFKT. Gucci also created an exclusive digital pair of sneakers dubbed Gucci Virtual 25 that can be worn in apps like, what's this?
Roblox. Next up, entertainment. Since the highly successful live virtual event by Marshmallow via Fortnite in 2019, I'll translate that for you. Fortnite the game, Marshmallow the DJ. I'm sorry. Anyway, including big names like Travis Scott and Ariana Grande have taken turns testing the waters there. This success opens up future entrepreneurial opportunities for those with an eye for art and music. Third, there's also room for hybrid workplaces.
Okay.
This is the one I really like. You know, companies have already become accustomed to holding meetings online over Zoom and other video conferencing tools, making VR meetings a step away from materializing. Even Bill Gates echoes the sentiment, predicting businesses using avatars to attend and interact in virtual company meetings and projects, and this will happen in the next 2 to 3 years.
Right.
Imagine running company operations and team management in virtual reality.
Right.
That would also imply a shift in job search avenues to those that deliver beyond the current LinkedIn or Upwork, a hybrid hire solution that includes virtual meeting rooms.
Right. We need intern avatars.
Yes, we do.
Finally, real estate, right? So real estate is a key sector of the economy in the physical world. And as Meta seeks to replicate physical activities in the virtual world, real estate seems to be no different. So according to a New York Times article, there is a boom in the virtual real estate business as investors grab these pieces of digital representations of real estate that range from shopping malls and entertainment venues to other properties. I know someone who's bought a lot of New York. in this, right? Also, businesses have become more realistic about their digital footprints, and it's becoming obvious that physical locations are no longer enough for customer interactions, especially if most of those customers spend more time online. Mm. So the metaverse offers a solution by providing an expansive digital space where businesses can lease real estate, sell products, and hold interactive events.
But then on the flip side, as with everything, there's a lot of skepticism from people who think the metaverse is just a flash in the pan. By the way, that's also what some people thought about the internet.
Right.
Right. So, but according to McKinsey, here's why the metaverse has staying power. Number one, there are major investments in the metaverse infrastructure. In 2021, Meta themselves invested $10 billion in the metaverse. There's also the NVIDIA Omniverse and recent metaverse-friendly updates from the Unity Engine, which is a game developer platform. Gaming in the metaverse already has mainstream traction. They're now expanding into new immersive retail, entertainment, sports, and educational experiences. Even government entities are experimenting with the metaverse. In South Korea, the city of Seoul announced a five-year metaverse Seoul basic plan that will begin by creating a virtual mayor's office and a Seoul campus town.
Right. $10 billion in the metaverse by Meta. So it is a case of let it be so, right?
Yeah.
Or you know, as God said, I am.
We did.
Omnichannel commerce and online retail is already second nature to most metaverse consumers, and already we're seeing innovation in both physical to virtual and virtual to physical transactions, such as ordering Domino's pizza in Decentraland for deliveries of actual pizza in the real world. So
yes,
you get to eat them.
Yes, you get to eat them.
The oldest Gen Z consumers are in their mid-20s, and they are an income-earning demographic. I think we have an intern that way. These consumers are more familiar with virtual worlds, transactions, and goods than previous generations are. 67% of Roblox's 15 million daily users are under the age of 16, which signals a whole new generation of metaverse natives. Mm-hmm. So, after the break, we'll get in touch with Yash Reddy, Chief Business Officer, Asia Pacific and EMEA at Moengage, to discuss how the metaverse will redefine branding and marketing in the near future.
Let us know, is this something that floats your boat? You can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter, we are at BFM Radio. Is the metaverse for you? Is it not? Let us know. We'll be right back after these messages. A little bit of music from David Bowie with Modern Love here on BFM 89.9.
Bias-free media. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Friday, the 27th of May, 2022, 12:19 here in the studio. We're talking about Meta today, and there's been a lot of talk about it and its potential to redefine businesses. But how much of it is just hype? And according to experts, not much at all. Unlike previous iterations of virtual water coolers, the metaverse is quickly turning into the next stage of social media. Therefore, businesses need to understand the ways of the metaverse to engage with its unique brand of consumers. Any messages?
Yes, we've got one here from 9768. The metaverse should just stay for the games because we're too busy on chickens and eggs. And I know what you mean.
We don't want to run out of the chickens and eggs. That's potentially what might be happening over the next few weeks. Next week, actually, we'll be talking about the rising cost of food prices. Well,
yes,
chickens being a big important part of that. Anyway, as usual, me and Frida are not the experts here on Metaverse, but we do have somebody who might be able to give us a bit more of an insight. It is Yash Reddy, the Chief Business Officer at APAC and EMEA at Moengage. Now, Yash, how is the Metaverse consumer different from consumers on social media and online shopping platforms? Is it age? Is it behavior? Or are they different users entirely?
Thanks a lot for having me on the show. Mm. Coming to your question, let's look at a few different segments, right? If you look at Gen Z and digital natives, they've already largely embraced the metaverse. But if you look at the Gen X, etc., there is still a fair bit of skepticism on what this metaverse actually entails. Mm. And a lot of them are actually unaware. I was reading this Gartner study recently, where they found that the consumer opinions are still largely vague and very uncertain on this topic. Having said that, pandemic basically meant that all the consumers get a flavor of some form of metaverse, right? And to that extent, I believe this will evolve to encapsulate consumers across segments.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, Yash, the metaverse isn't a new concept. You know, we've seen virtual reality landscapes before, mm-hmm. and none of them have captured the mainstream market. How do we know the metaverse isn't just a buzzword or a phase?
You're right. It's not a new concept. But, you know, if you look at it, Facebook rebranding itself to Meta is in itself a massive signal that it's not a buzzword anymore, and it's here to stay. When Facebook was first launched, and if you go back to 2007 to 2010, most marketers did not see any value in participating, right, and considered it a fad. But if you fast forward to today, social media has become such an integral part of our lives, and brands are built on and around social, if not only on social, right? Some estimates basically put Metaverse to also reach like a market size of almost 800 billion mm-hmm. as early as 2024. And if you go back to my earlier note on Gen Z and digital natives, right? A good chunk of these users are already participating in Metaverses like Fortnite, Roblox, Minecraft, and many others. I think this trend is only going to accelerate, and I wouldn't be surprised if the market sizing estimates come true sooner than later.
Now, when we've been speaking about Metaverse, it promises to revolutionize consumer engagement, relationships, but that's going to require a large number of people to hop onto this Metaverse to begin with.
Right.
How soon and how quickly do you foresee this adoption happening? And what, you know, if it doesn't, I guess?
Yeah, thanks for asking this. A few parts to this question, right? Let's break it down and look at a few fundamental tenets of Metaverse. If you look at the global augmented or virtual reality markets, which is your AR and VR markets, a lot of foundational work is already underway, and the market is expected to raise to, like, what, 300 billion plus in the next 3 years? We also spoke about gaming universes like Fortnite before, which have tens of millions of active users already. And brands and artists are hopping onto these platforms, which I believe will drive further adoption. Similarly, if you look at digital art and NFT projects like Bored Apes or CryptoPunks, the market has exploded to billions of dollars in sales volume, right? And has truly actually galvanized the creator economy. And I think this is one area where I'm super bullish on in terms of adoption in the near term. I think the ecosystem is being built from multiple angles, which basically helps accelerate the adoption at a high level.
Hmm. Okay, so expanding on the previous question, what are some of the things that brands will be able to do on the metaverse that they can't do now on social media and online media platforms? So some examples.
Right. So if you look at the broader consumer behavior, attention spans in general are getting shorter. They almost expect instant gratification. And they're looking for a lot more immersive experiences than ever before, right? So to that extent, Metaverse in a lot of ways will help brands cater to some of these needs. For example, think of a scenario where you want to buy sneakers online. And imagine visualizing them, how they look on you, fit you, and whether they go with that perfect evening dress. I totally love that. Right? Or before you take your next vacation, imagine taking a virtual tour of the resort, the views, the rooms, and all of it, right? It's basically going to simplify the entire booking decision by a margin. So I think brands should constantly look for ways to harness the power of all these emerging technologies, including VR, AR, Metaverse, meet consumers where they are, and eventually launch a fully customized experience, highly personalized, on the Metaverse as it evolves, right?
Interesting. Okay. So what challenges do you think brands will encounter when they're marketing themselves on the Metaverse? And what do you think they should look out for?
I think the fundamentals of marketing strategy are going to remain the same. Brands need to be a lot more authentic, truly define what they stand for, and live their brand persona every day. So they basically can extend this image to the Metaverse as well. Secondly, I'd say brands need to be a lot more creative with their consumer interactions, given all these new experience points, and also start thinking about non-conventional methods of communication. The more personalized and immersive the experience is, I feel it'll be easier for the brand to delight their consumers. And lastly, brands need to start thinking about building loyalty in the metaverse. If you were to draw parallels from the physical world scenarios, if you look at how consumers pay for rare items to elevate their perceived status, that's already happening in metaverse. This is the typical scarcity principle at play, right? Mm-hmm. In a way, a lot of these experiences need to be gamified, and brands should consciously look at this piece to be able to retain users for the longer term.
Right. Okay. Now, what sort of investment in terms of technology and infrastructure would companies need to start marketing the brand on the metaverse? Because there's already a tech gap with more traditional SMEs and mom and pop stores when it comes to creating an online presence. Like, no, no more.
Whether Web 2 or Web 3 or metaverse, I think if you look at the consumer expectations around personalization, right? It's important brands prioritize investments in first-party data tools and start gathering actionable insights based on the user behavior and different profile attributes and their entire interaction with the brand, right? And in parallel, brands should also start leveraging AI and ML to be able to truly achieve that holy grail of delivering one-on-one personalized experiences, predict what the customers want, and improve accuracy in decision making. Secondly, brands should start thinking about how to bring these virtual experiences to life, be it holograms, be it virtual billboards in places where the users already are, or branded installations which the users can actually interact with. If you look at a brand like Gucci, which has already launched collectibles like Gucci Garden and Roblox, it's a prime example of this. Lastly, brands could also start focusing on building communities and producing first-party content within these communities, which will bring in a lot more of engagement and authenticity as well, which is super critical to the brand, like I was alluding to earlier. I think O2 hosted a concert on Fortnite by partnering with the experts on the platform. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to a typical, you know, influencer campaign that you'd see, but bringing that to the metaverse.
Interesting stuff. Thanks very much for that. That, of course, was Yash Reddy, the Chief Business Officer for APAC and EMEA at MoEngage. What interests me about this is, like we've said from the beginning of the show, and for the past few months, it's not a new concept. Right. The reason this, I think I'm a little bit more interested and excited about this is that we're actually hearing more about it. When we're talking about Second Life, you know, 15 years ago, it was kind of one of those things that only nerds did, you know, and only geeks did, because it was done that way. And because of games like Fortnite and, you know, this adoption of technology and gamification and whatever, it's become much more ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous,
kind of acceptable, I guess, you know, for us to be talking about this and accepting the fact that, you know, gaming is okay and, you know, AI is okay and virtual reality is now okay. It's not just the realm of the nerd and the geek.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this and I'm like, you know, you watch episodes of Black Mirror, it's like, yeah, you know, you know, you're like, that's where it's going. And when you hear things like this happening in the metaverse, you know that's sort of the direction where it's heading and you can't fight it really.
No, but what does worry me is things like excessive branding and stuff like that, you know. Not just, but when you're putting on a headset and it becoming, because we know how much data has been collected by whoever, putting on that headset and there being independent, specific branding to you, regardless of where you are and what you're doing, that kind of thing worries me a little bit, you know, how excessive that may or may not become. But that's just my opinion, you know? And we've all got one of those, haven't we? Anyway, time for us to wrap up for today. Frida.
Yes.
What are we doing next week?
What are we doing next week? We're talking about chickens and eggs.
Chickens and eggs on Tuesday.
Yes.
Monday, I think, is about forced labour and some other details. But here on Friday, that's all the time that me and Frida have got for today. But if you'd like to listen back to the podcast, you can get it wherever you normally get it from. We recommend the BFM app. That's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. According to the government, Malaysia's digital economy is expected to contribute more than 22% of our GDP and create over 500,000 jobs by 2025. This comes off the back of the government's priority on expanding the adoption of digital consumer tools, attracting, training and retaining digital talent, as well as fostering digital entrepreneurial ventures. But what exactly will be the strategies and thrusts that will make these lofty goals a reality? Mahathir Aziz, the CEO of MDEC, the government agency entrusted to lead Malaysia's digital economic growth, did take the hot seat this morning to outline some of these strategies. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. On behalf of myself and Frieda Liu, have yourselves a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place at noon here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.